American lawmakers travel to Ukraine's capital. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Four Senate Republicans, including Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, have met with President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. This as Russia continues to suffer losses.
Ukrainian military authorities loaded the bodies of dead Russian soldiers onto refrigerated rail cars. They were collected after fighting in the Kyiv and Chernihiv regions. The head of Ukraine's civil military operations said his country will return the bodies to Russia in accordance with international law. And on Friday, our U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke to his counterpart, Russia's defense minister, for the first time since February 18th and urged Russia to consider a ceasefire.
Fox's Matt Finn. There was a phone call between Russia's leader and the president of Finland. Finland and Sweden are considering NATO membership given the war in Ukraine. Russia's Vladimir Putin reportedly told his counterpart that Finland abandoning neutrality would be a mistake. The nation's capital is preparing for a protest. So are hundreds of other cities. Abortion advocates are mobilizing ahead of a Supreme Court decision that could overturn Roe versus Wade. Also showing up in Washington, more than 900 migrants. Since April, the governor of Texas says he sent 35 buses packed with illegal immigrants to the nation's capital.
Governor Greg Abbott says it's an effort to get the attention of federal lawmakers and persuade the White House to take action to secure the border. Operation Lone Star is a joint effort between the National Guard and Texas agencies to clamp down on the flow of migrants flowing into Texas from Mexico.
Fox's Chris DeMeo. Later this month, even more migrants could flood the southern border when the Title 42 public health order is lifted. Some two dozen states have sued. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
It may have been a hate crime. Police in Dallas say a shooting at a hair salon in the city's Koreatown neighborhood could be connected with two other shootings at Asian-run businesses. Authorities are still searching for a man who opened fire inside the salon on Wednesday, injuring three people before fleeing in a maroon minivan. A similar vehicle has been linked to the other shootings. A double murder case in South Carolina has been cracked after going cold more than a decade ago. A man accused of killing two sisters has been arrested in Colorado.
Williamsburg County, South Carolina deputies had been looking for Joseph Germain Brand since Tuesday after he was charged with failure to appear when he didn't return to face the murder charges after being treated and released from a group home in 2016. Investigators eventually tracked him to Pueblo, Colorado. Authorities say in 2010 he lived with his father a few doors down from 65-year-old Naomi Johnson and her sister, 74-year-old Thelma Haddock, and that he went to the sisters' home asking to work at the house for money. And when they refused, he shot them. Arrest warrants show he confessed to the killings but was found incompetent to stand trial. The victim's family is calling for an investigation as to how Brand was able to elude authorities for years. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
As many cities experience an uptick in violent crime, President Biden is urging police departments to hire more officers immediately.
We actually know it works. We all agreed, as I've said from the outset, that the answer is not to defund the police. The answer is to fund the police with the resources and training they need to protect our communities.
The president is urging local officials to use unspent COVID-19 relief money to bolster departments. He met yesterday at the White House with police chiefs and mayors. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.